I just want to end on the politics of it. There may not be any public polling yet, but I do wonder, is the government trying to match the national mood here, or do you feel like, from where you sit, that they're a bit behind the national mood? People are really worried. Maybe they're moving too slow.
I think they have been behind it and they are quickly trying to catch up. For a long period at the start of this, I remember sitting in Parliament a couple of weeks ago when the fuel issue first started really starting to hit, right? And it was not long after the US-Israel strikes on Iran, a lot of concern about oil and that sort of thing. And I remember people like Karl Stefanovic and whatever are posting on their social media photos that they sourced from their followers or fans from all over the country, petrol, Bowser, price signs. And the government's going, oh, you know, look, right-wing conspiracy was kind of a term that was bandied about for a little bit there. I think it was mostly at that point trying to keep people calm and not panic and that sort of thing. But I think there was a sense of, oh, no, it'll be fine. Like, let's just put our heads in the sand a little bit and hope it goes away. Very quickly, they've had to ratchet up a couple of gears. It went from that to Chris Bowen, the energy minister in Parliament the week before, giving these updates in Parliament saying we're doing this and, you know, appointing supply coordinators and task forces and new processes and new laws and that sort of thing. And then in the last couple of days, we've seen the Prime Minister sort of take charge of this kind of a bit more himself. The government has been playing catch up a little bit. I think when the problem became a bit more of a political problem than they thought it would. And look, I do have sympathy a little bit. I mean, like, there's probably not a lot this government or any government in Australia could have done to mitigate a lot of this stuff. Like, governments of both stripes, Liberal and Labor, over the last decade and a half or two decades could have done more in securing supply and more onshore stocks and all those sort of things, right? More onshore refining capacity to, you know, make our own petrol and diesel here. But this government probably couldn't have done a whole lot. But saying that, they are the government of the day, and people expect the government of the day to fix problems even when it's not a problem they've made. So I think they're having to play catch-up quite a lot, which is why, you know, to circle back to an earlier one, we saw the fuel excise change being made. Even though it's bad policy, it's probably good politics. I think that's where we're at this moment. The government trying to be seen to be doing a lot of things. Not just doing a lot of things, but wanting to be seen to be doing a lot of things.
Josh, thank you so much for talking to us today and taking us through what's happening at this point in time.
No, always a pleasure. Thank you.
That was political reporter and chief of staff Josh Butler, who's based in Canberra. This episode was produced by Joe Koning and Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.